Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And things are looking up in DC sports. This has been a good news day. This has been a uplifting sports day. First and foremost, the Grant and Danny radio program was well represented over at the introductory press conference of new POBO, President of Baseball Operations, Paul Taboni. Our guys, Ryan and Toby, were on the scene for us over there, which was very cool this morning. Taboni is ultra impressive. This is a very, very sharp person. High EQ. You want to know how you become a president of a baseball operation at 35 years old? You just be super smart, interact well with people, and have some chops and baseball acumen that you can fall back on as a former player at California as well. If he gets resources, this should work. This is a brilliant person. He has had a lot of success wherever he has gone, notably in Boston, in a multitude of roles. But ownership's going to have to open up that checkbook every now and then. They're going to have to sink some money into things like players and technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about analytics and data. I think he can mask some deficiencies for you with how smart he and the staff he's going to put together with some of the guys that are here and then some of the people they'll bring in, you know, what that looks like moving forward. But to me, the whole story today was awesome. Welcome to the show, Paul Taboni. Crushed the opening press conference. Hit a second deck home run like your Josh Bell on a heater. The James Wood power to the opposite field today from Taboni. This is about ownership.
That's the question. I'll get to in a second. So there's something about, and I give credit to guys like this. It sounds like I'm kicking Riz on his way out the door, which is not the case. But Mike Rizzo came up as a scout. You know, Burger King wrappers in the back seat of the car as he's driving, you know, 700 miles to see a second baseman in Poughkeepsie and then another 600 miles the next day to see, you know, an outfielder in Iowa. That's where he came up, man.
He's going to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania to look at Devin Mesoraco.
Seriously. Like, that's how that dude came up. He had to adjust to the baseball world. And he did a great job of that. Again, Barter World Series was good here for a long time. I think, you know, things changed over the last several seasons, et cetera. We don't need to go into it. Paul Taboni, much like Bane in The Dark Knight, he was born in it. This world of baseball is what he was born in and raised in. This is not an adjustment period to him. He came up as a scout. A guy that went to Cal and understands data and analytics and numbers and details. And the marriage of those two, like a zipper on your favorite hoodie, is kind of what he's preaching. And it makes a lot of sense to me. But it is. It's about ownership. Do they spend enough? I don't know the answer.
I thought he struck a perfect balance, too, with the analytics and the scouting backgrounds that he has. One of the best answers that I loved the most, he was asked something along the lines of, what's the best advice you've gotten in baseball? And I loved his answer. He said something to the effect of, you know, when you first get one of these jobs as a young guy, part of this younger demographic of executives, he said, you think about chasing players that fit great on a spreadsheet. But what you realize as you're in the game longer is that the game, while modernizing, is about much more than just the spreadsheet baseball player. And that you place an incredible amount of focus on creating a winning culture. And that's front of mind for me. I loved that answer. So what that means is we want to create an environment where our players are not just holding themselves accountable, but holding each other accountable. He's going to bring the data, the analytics, the technology, those newfangled things that they haven't done well enough over the years under the previous regime that they started to do better, frankly, very recently. But he's also, having played the game and having been a scout initially, going to give you some of that human touch as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everybody's looking for, is someone who can straddle both of those two things, have a reverence. Everyone's going, should it be analytical or scouting? And the answer probably is yes.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
You know, and the teams that are going to say yes to both are the teams probably that have the most success. But looking forward to meeting and hanging out with him. He's going to come in studio with us, it sounds like, next Thursday here on Grant and Danny. So make note of that. That should be fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.